I have no doubt you understand that overpopulation is a health issue. But what I fear you don't understand is that it will affect the very soul of man. Under the stress of overpopulation, those who have never considered stealing will become thieves to feed their families. Those who have never considered killing will kill to provide for their young. All of Dante's deadly sins, greed, gluttony, treachery, murder, and the rest, will begin percolating, rising up to the surface of humanity, amplified by our evaporating comforts. We are facing a battle for the very soul of man. I'm a biologist. I save lives, not souls. Well, I can assure you that saving lives will become increasingly difficult in the coming years. Overpopulation breeds far more than spiritual discontent. There is a passage in Machiavelli.
Yes, she interrupted, reciting her recollection of the famous quote. When every province of the world so teems with inhabitants that they can neither subsist where they are, nor remove themselves elsewhere, the world will purge itself. She stared up at him. All of us at the WHO are familiar with that quotation.
Good. Then you know that Machiavelli went on to talk about plagues as the world's natural way of self-purging.
Yes. And as I mentioned in my talk, we are well aware of the direct correlation between population density and the likelihood of wide-scale epidemics. But we are constantly devising new detection and treatment methods. The WHO remains confident that we can prevent future pandemics.
That's a pity. Elizabeth stared in disbelief.
I beg your pardon?
Dr. Sinsky, the man said with a strange laugh, you talk about controlling epidemics as if it's a good thing. She gaped up at the man in mute disbelief. There you have it, the lanky man declared, sounding like an attorney resting his case. Here I stand with the head of the World Health Organization, the best the WHO has to offer. A terrifying thought if you consider it. I have shown you this image of impending misery. He refreshed the screen again, displaying the image of the bodies. I have reminded you of the awesome power of unchecked population growth. He pointed to his small stack of paper. I have enlightened you about the fact that we are on the brink of a spiritual collapse. He paused and turned directly toward her. And your response? Free condoms in Africa. The man gave a derisive sneer. This is like swinging a fly swatter at an incoming asteroid. The time bomb is no longer ticking. It has already gone off. And without drastic measures, exponential mathematics will become your new god, and he is a vengeful god. He will bring to you Dante's vision of hell right outside on Park Avenue, huddled masses wallowing in their own excrement, a global culling orchestrated by nature herself.
Is that so? Elizabeth snapped. So tell me, in your vision of a sustainable future, what is the ideal population of Earth? What is the magic number at which humankind can hope to sustain itself indefinitely and in relative comfort?
The tall man smiled, clearly appreciating the question. Any environmental biologist or statistician will tell you that humankind's best chance of long-term survival occurs with a global population of around 4 billion.
4 billion? Elizabeth fired back. We're at 7 billion now, so it's a little late for that.
The tall man's green eyes flashed fire. Is it